Revelation chapter 11. And a piece of bamboo like a rod was given to me, and the angel stood and said, "Get up and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it. But the court that is outside the temple leave out and don't measure it, for it is given to the Gentiles, and they'll tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I'll give power to my two witnesses, and they'll prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man wants to hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man wants to hurt them, he must be killed that way. These have power to shut heaven so that it doesn't rain in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they want to. And when they finish their testimony, the beast that rises out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, that spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And those of the people and kindreds and languages and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and won't allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. And those who live on the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts to each other, because these two prophets tormented those who lived on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies watched them. And the same hour there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. And in the earthquake 7,000 men were killed, and the remainder were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and see, the third woe comes quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and always." And the 24 elders who sat before God on their seats fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who is and was and is to come, because you've taken to yourself your great power and have reigned. And the nations were angry, and your anger has come, and the time of the dead for them to be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his testament was seen in his temple, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail.